I was walking down the street the other day, and all of a sudden I hear something that sounds like, when you decide to change your life, there ain't nothing that can stop you. There are no delays, and all the challenges get played off like a doofus on the stage. And when you decide to give it your all, the line has been drawn and the castle can form. What you gonna do when you get that thing that you really, really wanted since you were a teen? What you gonna do? What you gonna do when you transform, evolve, and become that love machine that brings it all, gives it all, receives it all? Because that's the way that energy flows. That's the way that energy goes. And as I continued on my walk, I realized that sound that I was hearing, those magnificent, immaculate lyrics, were really coming from in here. But really, it was coming from in here. And that's when I realized that the mind and the heart must always be aligned, connected, and aligned, working together. The mind can figure stuff out, the heart can long for things, but when we unite the two, they work together with the logic and with the emotion to give you everything you've ever wanted and more, and in ways that you never could have predicted or expected. That's the good life, and it happens every day when you wake up in the morning. If you wake up, you have a bonus day. There's no reason any of us should be alive. I mean, look at the way that the world functions. So look at your morning routine as a bonus day, and you gotta really honor that bonus day and take care of the things that are necessary. So as you create a routine to honor your bonus day, remember to have fun with it. Remember that you are a miracle. Take that deep breath. Wake up and smell the miracles. Welcome back to a very special episode of the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast. I am your grateful host, and my name is Jonathan Navi, reminding you that a miracle is not an exception to the rule. It is the natural order of things. When miracles don't happen, that's the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous. You are magical. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing. Zero. Zip. It's all true, and it's all for you. Now let's get started on this very special episode of Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. It's time to stop. Stop and think about that thing that is essential. We're talking about the essentials of living today. We're talking about joy and will. Joy and will must be fused together in order to catalyze this passion, this fire, this skill that is burning up within you, just waiting to be released. Now, it's interesting. I actually came up with this episode after seeing the words joy and will on a license plate. And as I say that out loud, I'm thinking that it could have been a woman and a man named Joy and Will, and that's their vanity license plate. But when I read it, it hit me that you can learn about being joyous and following your excitement and get yourself in a mess of trouble sometimes, or you can will yourself to get on a routine, do the things you said you've been wanting to do. And if you separate the two, you have a non-fully functioning productive machine. And part of Wake Up and Smell the Miracles is about making sure that your productive machine is running on all cylinders, not just on one wheel. And joy and will are two huge components that must work together for you to truly see the benefits, because you can follow your bliss all day long and reap benefits. That is the thing.
You can do that. Feel the fear and do it anyway. Then there's discipline. Being committed to a routine that makes sure that your level 100% of the time, and that when your levels drop, you're able to pick yourself up quicker than you ever used to. You get to reroute the path, follow your internal GPS system because of the work you've been doing through your discipline. That's the power of will. So when you combine the joy with the will, if you make your will and your discipline joyous, you're going to see remarkable effects coming from the cause that is your joy and will put together to do everything your heart has desired, to bring you the greatest vision of the grandest version God ever held about who you are. Contemplative, receptive, and am I making headway? Be with the feelings, observe and release the energy of a savage, the energy of a beast, an angelic monster making a difference, making a feast. But the goal over here is actually peace. So what's the deal? How can I describe the next step? The pieces that fit, they go together, right? The plan is a plan that can change. Just clear communication is a way to save inconvenience, save face, coffee, caffeine, substance to do the deal, to work and create your inspirations. Your aspirations bloom when you step into the fold, the curtains are removed and you are on stage and you are a sight to behold. So if something comes up, then it must come out. Spark your own fire. The plan of execution is the current to your desires. I know we talk about this a lot. I mention it and I remind you as much as possible. And that's that life will do its life thing. Life will continue lifing in whatever way and manner it shows up for you. And I remind you that life is happening for you, through you, not to you. And it's a mind perspective that's essential to not dabbling in victimhood. Shit's gonna happen, you're gonna feel like a victim. But if you take a broader perspective, you have a grander control of your soul's wheel and the way that your emotions dip or go up. Love is love no matter how it manifests. You have to remember that. When your feelings are hurt because of somebody else and you feel unloved, that is, yeah, sure, it's on them, but that has to do with their development, their level of consciousness, not yours. Taking your power back manifests as now seeing things a little bit more clearer. Remember the expression, people will always tell you who they are. Believe them. Blessings, miracles, and gifts are the natural way, and you are the evidence of that. You can look around and start putting this idea into your reticular activating system, which is, if you haven't heard that before, it is, let's say that you recently found out that you're pregnant, and all of a sudden you start seeing pregnant people everywhere, pregnant women everywhere. Or you're thinking about buying a specific car. So you look it up, you know all the deets, and then when you get on the road, all you see is that type of car. I mean, raise your hand if you've experienced this. I'm in the process of experiencing this myself in this very moment. The analogy that you are a skilled professional, like a surgeon. A surgeon is super skilled and has to be on point. His hands must be steady, calm, and strong. Your mind is representative of the hands that a surgeon works with. And this is your time. So I tell you this, awaken. You are in the process of training your mind, body, and spirit to wake up and get it every morning full of zest. The magic is all around you, and you are funneling regenerative energy. This is your day, and nobody can take it away from you. It is a bonus day. Remember that. And here's the thing. Here's the thing I must now get into, and that is, when you finally awaken, you let go of the personas you've been making. Smiles you've been faking, they disappear. The real you has been baking. Is that fork in ya? 'Cause you look done. Worries disintegrate, even bad days are fun. Still, in the marathon, with the quote-unquote, I've won mentality. Because it's about living in the reality of your highest vision. Feeding faith at a healthy, steady pace. Clarity in your face because your thoughts, words, and actions finally align. The real feeling of, yeah, I'm more than just fine. I'm kind to myself, no rewards, just forward progress. Didn't go to church, but guess what? You don't have to go to church to get blessed. I'm not gonna lie, I'm full of these rhyme schemes, and when I turn the microphone on, everything that I've ever worked on starts to pour out. Some new discoveries and some new similes start to break through, as if I have a new pair of glasses. But I never needed glasses with this 2020 vision. I just needed to know what my will and my vision for my life was. Follow that mission till the very end. Nothing can stop me. It's now or never, because life doesn't end. It keeps giving you more, and the more you take on right now, the more you're prepared, the more you evolve, and you get more life out of your life. Why wait till you're 40, 50, 60, or 80 to get the lessons you could get in your 20s, 30s, and 40s? And the way technology is right now, you have more information, and your kids have more information. The kids have more information than we ever did. So guess who's gonna come out the funnel being smarter, wiser? As long as we have the elders, have the elders doing the work that regenerates the solid wisdom that was bestowed onto us through previous generations. And we gotta look at the shit. We gotta look at the hell that we created here on Earth. And maybe you didn't have your hands in the dirt, but the fact that we're in this human experience now puts a lot of heavy predicaments and consequences in our hands. They talk about the 7777 generations. Look ahead. But we have to bring it to this moment and look back. Make sure the shit doesn't repeat itself. And this comes from this attack within you. This need to grab it and make it your own. What is that thing that you're trying to hone? Is it your voice? Is it your movement? Is it the way that you step and the way that you dance? Because now is the time and the only time that is crucial. Tomorrow never comes. The past never was. We're here in this moment again and again and again. It's another episode. It's another season. Wake up and smell the miracles. It's not just a cohesion of words and melodies stripped together to make the greatest orchestraic musical expertise and dance and sound that you've ever heard. And of course, I'm not talking about this show. I'm talking about your life. I'm talking about the breaths you take. Are they of quality? There's only a few things that you must do every single day that are mandatory. And that is, you're going to sleep every day. You're going to put water in your body every day, or some sort of drink. You're going to put food in your body. You're going to put clothes on your body. You're going to shower. You're going to have to go to the bathroom. These are all things that are essential. Now here's the question. You do them anyway. Are you doing things to improve the quality of the things that are essential and mandatory for you in your day? You have to put food in your body. Are you putting the best quality foods? Because here's a little detour into a fun fact. That is, your body completely regenerates in 11 months. And I'm guessing that's a lot faster than it was in 1939 when that fact came out. That means if you keep thinking the same thoughts about old scars, you're going to keep generating that scar. But you are made and continue to be made daily from the same substance that created you as a baby. That never stops. You don't stop growing. You're constantly regenerating. And as you regenerate, you can put the best organic, non-GMO foods in your body to create you. You are what you eat. That's still a thing. You are what you think. That's still a thing. And it's about putting all these things together. When I wrote a book called Super Health, It was about the three facets of actual balanced super health. One is nutrition, superfoods, your circadian rhythms, when you eat, how you eat, food combining, and all that jazz. Two, it's the exercises you do in a safe manner, the amount of time you exert in those exercises, and the repetition and the muscle confusion. That's number two. Number three, you can do the other two and still look like you're dying inside. Number three is the most important. Get your mind right, get your grind right. Your mindset will determine every aspect of your life. Your mindset sets the tone for the vision that has been placed in your heart. Your mindset must be joyous. Your mindset must be accomplished. So, if you commit to doing 25 push-ups every hour on the hour for 12 hours a day, that accumulates fairly well. And when you break it down like that, it actually is quite easy. When you commit to do something like that, that sounds extraneous to you, make sure you pile on a whole lot of joy in there. What you're disciplined in must be joyous. And yes, it is a process to find more and more joy in the things that you're forcing yourself to do that you don't want to do, that you didn't want to do for such a long time. You must have joy. Without it, it's just a bunch of stress hormones running through your body. But if you can find a way to hack, to trick your mind into truly finding joy, and that's the thing, it's not a trick. You're really doing something to find the joy around what you're doing. The results that you get are going to be more than phenomenal because it's your life. You're not reading about it. You're experiencing it within yourself. You don't have to tell anybody because this is really an inside job. Your greatest life is an inside job. And as the leader of that inside job, it's up to you to really make sure your entire team, your body, your mind, your heart, your emotions, your psychology are all taken care of. Do not neglect your team. You are your team. You are your territory. And as the leader of your team, yeah, you can be a boot camp jerk of a person. That is efficient in the army. A lot of people need to hear the negativity to get their asses moving sometimes, but it's not where you stay. You cannot live in that place. You're not a fun person if you stay in that place. And that's the fun thing about this aspect of creating your reality or becoming a reality architect or dominating the circumstances in your life. Like, think about it. You were given dominion over the earth. That does not mean dominion over other living sentient creatures. That's another conversation. It means dominion over the circumstances that arise on your earth. You have the potential and power to knock through obstacles in a snap of a finger. I know you're not going to be joyous 100% of the time of the journey. That's why it's called a practice. The thing is, it's going to be super frustrating. The journey itself is frustrating. You want what you want right now. You forget about short-term pain for long-term gain. There isn't a magic pill. The only magic pill that exists is the work that you do on yourself and then apply and then go live as a permission slip, as an example. And I think that that's why I find rhyming and writing songs and poetry and flowing such a great way for me to process things. Part of my journey was to jot down the aggression that I was feeling with emotion and clarity and humor. That's what writing allows me to do, whether it's prose or a rhyme. It is an expression of me. There is a switch that happens when I let go and freestyle, or I sit down and write something out and then record it. It is an energy that I'm sure you can feel that changes throughout the episode. For example, something I wrote a while back that I am going to share with you is this. Why would anyone romanticize a tragic ending? Well, maybe it's because it's not an ending, but the setup for the good part. I'm not a cynic. I'm perfect in my image in search of constant meaning and ever-changing flow like the ocean. But I'm not a love potion speaking words to make you fall in love. Nah, I'm just a sucker for a story with a bigger meaning that's more impactful. We humans desire to defy the odds, to disregard the impossible, and love can be one of the most fiery and freely addicting lights your hearts are drawn to. The appeal for that kind of passion that's beyond human comprehension, a luminosity to our perception. Talk about polarity, fire, earth, ether, water, and air, a fiery disposition, a cooling disposition. Fucking polarity at work doing its will with us, a dance we willingly romance because we think we'll advance or enhance a life with a lack of passion and purpose. I've outgrown my love for awkwardness. As a vessel, what flows through is love. Love is my fuel. As an alchemist, balance is essential. Results are calculated and not left up to chance. Reception is a choice, which is arrived at by being an open, focused, directed channel. In case you didn't know, I function from epic proportions. I experience the heroic emotions, and you can too. See past the veil, squash the evil, and catch details most people miss or scoff at. It's serious business, but not too serious. Magic and purpose has a curtain level of intensity to it. It has a certain level that the curtains raise and you're seen on stage, all embraced in destiny. It's not a walk in the park. It's that thrilling, exhausting climb up Mount Fuji, Mount Everest. Why even embark? Is it that spark? Legacy. Leaving your mark. It's a knowing within, aligned with the becoming. Only step by step, as little or as large as you make them, one can move forward. And it's time for you to move forward. There's nothing else that rhymes that gets the point across except you. You are the momentum you've been waiting for. You are the ones. You are the leaders. You are the influencer you've been waiting for. If you can sit around and complain about how somebody's doing it this way and it should be that way, that means it's up to you to do it that way. To start a revolution. Healing the airwaves. Do your thing, because you were meant to be on this earth plane. Your magic is essential. Your magic is you. It's your essence. It's what makes you light up. It's what makes you skip. It's what makes you laugh uncontrollably. It's what allows you to learn, evolve, grow, and see things from a new perspective. It's time for you to go where you belong. Go within. Peace springs from the ability to trust your inner engine. You know that inner engine, don't you? To bring your love to the situation, circumstance, and experience. This business we're in brings out the best in you. It's true living. It's unparalleled with why you're here. Just in case you forgot, the moments are perfect. They set you up for even greater moments. Everything is happening for you. Don't deny the reason you showed up. Don't deny the reason you showed up. You're still here. There is a visceral, raw reason you showed up. And guess what? You showed up. You spoke up. You woke up. Not a moment too soon. Stop hiding. Reach out to the hearts. Touch the souls. Enliven the room. Add sizzle to the moment, substance to the space. Because sometimes I sit down and exude something beautiful, full of gratitude. I forgive effortlessly, picture luminous energy enveloping our being. A thick sparkle we have access to, but is ignored too often. Opportunity is what you bring to reality, not what reality brings to you. You're responsible for the amount of opportunity in your life. Are your eyes up? Are you rising up? This is your time. It is a free-for-all for opportunity. and you do not have to be sleazy or greedy about it. All you must do is check in with your heart, mind, and soul. This is your time to shine. You are essential. This is life or death. And when something is life or death, you don't settle for less. And that is simply a fact. If you go back and read or listen to some of my recordings or writings, I tend to channel a lot of energy into this aspect of love, romance, and intimacy. And through my journey, I found out that that energy that evoked the muse to inspire me the way that she did, it wasn't about an individual person. This love, the true love of life, is life itself. You got to be in love with yourself so fully. You got to be in love with yourself as if it was the person that you loved the most, as if you've had your ideal partner, and that partner is your best friend. You are that best friend. There's a great book called Bringers of the Dawn, and they talk about this concept of twin flame, and they say that you must awaken the twin flame within you before you ever come across your physical twin flame. And if you're not familiar with that term, just think of soulmate. Think of the ideal partner you were destined to merge with, to be one with on this planet. Two living entities ruling your mission, dominating the life circumstances that come your way, and persevering and winning over and over again. That is a done deal for everybody if we just embark on the journey. So when I share a lot of this poetry around love, I really want you to focus on the fact that it's not about love in that old-fashioned sense of true love, which we all long for, which we all deserve. I'm talking about that bigger love, that thing that keeps you up late at night and wakes you up early, that thing you're joyously exhausted about because you've been putting effort into. You've been becoming better. You've been doing something. That is your desire, your passion, your vision, your idea. So keep that in mind as you hear the words I share about love. Think about yourself. Think about where your deepest love lies. Where does it rest? Where does it live? I want you to fall in love. I want you to fall in love with life. What if we fall in love deeply, consciously, in full regard for the consequences? Let's be bright, sexy reflections to each other for however long as we see fit, a week or forever. Wouldn't alter the magnitude of love that we can create, the levels we can reach, the benchmarks we can surpass, the bullshit we can transcend. Because see, my heart beats to the music. Certain souls like yours can understand that. So feel deeply and recognize this cosmic recognition, because cosmic recognition throughout your day will take you to adventures and places that bring you the rewards that you've been longing to reap. This is how life happens. You've interweaved your being into a soul code, and the soul code has integrated the essence into a grander vision of life, a greater version of reality. And I gotta tell you, that feels right. It's that so right type of love. The reason you were born, the reason you've gone through everything you've ever gone through is your own life. Own up and look in the mirror. You were destined for yourself, to embody yourself fully. That's when the puzzle pieces start coming together. That's the experience. Impatience, frustration, and that energy will get you stuck. It's natural for it to show up, but how much you invest into the impatience and frustration is what will determine when you arrive at the perfect time of your realization, idealization, and ascension. Stagnancy creates no innovation. Stagnancy creates no innovation. If you do not innovate, you become a caricature of yourself. That's why they say, take a breath, and let it go. Release. The timing is in your favor. And it takes a resistance to focus, to create blocks in your life that keep the inevitable from arriving sooner. If something comes up, it must definitely come out. That's the beauty of triggers. That's the beauty of safe spaces. That's the beauty of holding a territory in your mind of a reality that functions from the things that you've investigated that feel so right to you. You don't need to convince anybody. The best recruiting happens from your way of being. God, yes. Goddess, yes. These are simply catalytic rhythms. They're cycles. And to be rhythmic is to be mathematical. To be mathematical is to be formulaic. And to be formulaic is to be designed. To be designed is to be on purpose. Are you designing your life from joy and will? Something I know about you is that you have a future and you have a hope. Deep down within you is a very real, very tangible, burning desire. Your wish is your command. You are a creative genius. That's something that your brain comes equipped with. You just have to investigate and unravel it and reveal it over and over again. Because the mind and the brain is also designed to forget. We cannot hold all of it at once, so it is a practice to keep remembering who you are. Desire is the key that leads you toward the grand scheme of possibility. Your possibility is being revealed every moment by your thought patterns. And if your thought patterns are fucked, you have to pattern interrupt the heck out of those neural pathways. Your brain comes equipped with neurogenesis. And again, that's up to you to create practices to keep that brain functioning optimally. Because you see, truths will be revealed once you examine your soul's desires, your soul's wants. And they say, there's a difference between want and need. When it comes to your soul, what your soul wants is a need. And you must find a way to crack a hole in your schedule to give time to your soul. That is how a roadmap to your ultimate growth and evolution will be revealed. All these years, your conscious mind has been unaware to how deeply you're fallen in love with the things you are drawn to, the themes you keep wanting to get back into. Somehow you end up back on that path. Acceptance to your calling is inevitable. And it is just my job to remind you and to guide you, to navigate you towards a fortress that will keep you in your strength, in your power, in your magic. So where's the practicality in all of this? Sounds nice, it's exciting at times, it gets my emotions going, but how can I apply this? And I've sprinkled that throughout. You apply it by looking at the little things that are essential. Your bed. Are you sleeping in a comfortable bed? Because that is a worthy investment for moving the needle of the quality of your life forward. You have to walk every single day. Shoes. Shoes that work with your feet for the activity that you are doing. That is essential. It took me years to learn that one the hard way because I was a runner. I would run like 15 miles a day. And I'm not exaggerating. I'm actually under-exaggerating. Sorry for the humble brag. Sorry, not sorry. Saying that I was really messing up my feet because I didn't have high-quality shoes. I didn't see the value of investing in a $100 pair of shoes. I was stuck in the 20 to 40, and 40 was a high amount back then. But now, when it comes to getting that new pair of shoes, I take care of them. They last me a long time, and they take care of my feet. Water. Are you filtering your water? Are you drinking purified water or high alkaline water? We live in an acidic environment. Yes, in nature, nature doesn't need to alkalize itself. But if you live in our world, we do. Whether you're super healthy or not even think about it, we are being polluted by the acidity of our environments. Food, what you put in your body. Is it organic? Is it non-GMO? Because this stuff is recreating your body as we speak. And it's also helping your brain function. And also, your stomach is a second brain. Real scientific fact. That's why that gut feeling that people talk about is real. It has, from what I've read from science articles, is that your brain has the same amount of brain power as a cat. And cats are pretty freaking smart, man. So, more than that, you have to use the bathroom. Tim Ferriss has a great example around this where, you know, I love to say how you do anything is how you do everything. And if you're buying one ply to save a couple bucks, you might end up with shit in your hands. But if you buy the good stuff, you're going to have a better experience doing something that you do anyway, that you have to do every single day. Hopefully you're going to the bathroom regularly. That, you know, health is so important, and I am health positive, including, you know, poop positive. Just putting that out there. It's good to check in with people, because if they're grumpy all the time, they're probably constipated or they got gut issues going on. Your gut affects your brain. Your food hits your gut first. And then it goes to your brain. So you have to be on top of this shit if you don't want to keep going back. What else do we have? What else is essential that you must do every day? Put clothes on. Shower. All of that stuff. A few extra bucks become insignificant when it becomes your lifestyle. And it only becomes your lifestyle when you've decided to have to utilize your will. To power up your will, but to do it from this place of hope, this place of inspiration. Yeah, sometimes you have to hit rock bottom in order to get yourself out of the mud, okay? My goal is that people stop hitting so many rock bottoms and get these lessons. So I know that I'm not gonna reach everybody. I know that people are still gonna make their mistakes, and it's beautiful. This isn't about perfection. We have to experientially experience our lessons. Maybe you're somebody that can just take something as soon as you hear it, apply it, see if it works for you, see if it doesn't work, and take what does and leave the rest. Maybe that's you, and I applaud you. That's awesome. I was given tons and tons of advice that I still didn't follow. But once I finally got to my place of bottom, and it wasn't as bad as other people's, which I'm so grateful for, there will always be somebody worse off than you. And there will always be somebody better off than you. This isn't about comparing. Just know that your experience is your experience. You don't need to compare. And there's always you coming up on top. Doesn't mean that you hurt somebody. If you did, apologize, amends, heal, send energy, whatever it is that you do. All I'm trying to say is that there's always a reason to be grateful. There's always a reason to be grateful for your bottom, for your circumstance, for your frustrations. And you really have to get to a place where that's your default. You're not going to be 100% 100% of the time. But if you are 100% 70% of the time, you are ahead of the curve. You are doing your part. And that percentage just increases and increases.
And here's the best part about all of this. You are right on time. You are right on track. There are no accidents on your journey. You hear things when you hear things. You follow your soul's intuition when you follow your soul's intuition. On a grander scale, yes, you get to be by design, and you are already by design. Like, nothing has happened in your life that wasn't significant on purpose. Everything forges you. And that is just so freaking cool. It is extraordinary. I use these words all the time because they are really being evoked from me. The emotion, the feeling of what those words define. And it's extraordinary. And I can sit back in awe knowing that so many well cosmically planned events have taken place, are taking place, and has brought you to a place where you can listen to a podcast like this, where I've come to a place where I have to deliver, where I have to get this message out. Because, again, not to be dramatic, it is life or death, and life is for the living. So as long as I'm here, as long as you're here, let's turn the antiquated societal norms upside down. Let's show up like permission slips and really charge towards the life and reality that not only we desire, but that all living beings deserve. So start with yourself. From there, you can affect everything because you are significant, you are important, you are worthy. I applaud you for showing up time and time again. I applaud you for brushing up and working on that roar. I am grateful that you're here and that you keep showing up. Now go share and spread your magic all over the world, all over your community, all over where you happen to be, because that's where you're supposed to be. And then you can move when the time is right. This is your life. Your joy and your will is contingent on you. I am your grateful host, and my name is Jonathan Navi, here at the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast, loving to remind you that a miracle is not an exception to the rule. It is the natural order of things. When miracles don't happen, that's the exception. Allow yourself to begin to realize that you are miraculous. You are magical. Nothing is too good to be true. Nothing. Zero. Zip. Nada. It's all you. It's all for you. And this life is what you make it. So go be love, go be you, go be magic, and we'll catch you on the next special episode of Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. This is Jonathan Eleazar Navi, and I just want to thank you for tuning in and showing up for yourself. Every time you tune into the Wake Up and Smell the Miracles podcast, the messages are for you, and the impact is what you do with those messages and how you integrate them within yourself. If you feel that this podcast has brought value to you or could bring value to somebody that you love and care about, please send them to our Instagram page, Wake Up and Smell the Miracles. You can also find us at Luminous Navigation and for a roundtable for men to be seen, heard, understood, and to break through what new possibilities could look like. You can also find us at the Leading Man Initiative on Instagram. Feel free to send this episode or any of your favorite Wake Up episodes to anyone that you feel could benefit from the messages here. Remember to BYOM, bring your own magic. Until next time, have a phenomenal day.